All right, Randy, when you were here in Indiana, in Martinsville and Anderson, what did you find out?
Well, first, you know, there are incredible educators in Indiana, as those in Indiana know, and, you know, and we were in two smaller districts where the teachers had actually done lots of work to bring our kids back to our public schools. In Martinsville, I was met by the school band, and we looked at and talked about all of the amazing athletic and other kinds of offerings that the school had. I went to one of the welding rooms, and a young lady showed me, you know, the things that she had been making. I mean, this is the promise and the potential of public education. But what we've also done in Indiana is that our school communities, principals and our members, they've been holding school fairs to answer parents' questions. They've had movie nights. They've had vaccine clinics stood up during this period of time to really bring community back together, because we know that public schools are where our children learn best. It's where they play together. It's where they form relationships. It's where they learn resilience. And that we need to make it safe. And there were lots and lots and lots of safety protocols put into place. And it was just a great visit with, you know, in this back-to-school effort that they are all involved in as well. We know that we can't have COVID beat us. We have to make sure we overcome COVID, and we do it as a community. And that's what I saw in Anderson and in Martinsville when I visited.
Now, you've visited 20 states so far in this tour, and you visited plenty of rural areas, and Indiana is so much a rural state. Do you find that there's a difference in the attitude toward vaccinations in schools between rural and urban areas?
Well, I find that there's, I find that there are differences ideologically, dependent upon, you know, which media one watches. I think that the disinformation that is happening around the country right now is pretty terrible, and it's, you know, it's more driven by ideology and you know, who you support as president, as opposed to what's in the best interest of children or how, as a community, we can actually beat a COVID. I mean, it's, you know, so it is dispiriting to see a lot of disinformation in different places, but it doesn't actually track simply urban or rural. You know, I've seen these terrible factually inaccurate, scaring videos that are very focused on young black males to not take a vaccine, to question whether the vaccine creates infertility, which is completely false. But I would actually say that this disinformation campaign has been terrible, and you saw what happened in terms of former President Trump. He was at a rally in Alabama. He took the vaccine. He got it pretty much, you know, when he could get it. He didn't do it publicly, which I think was a mistake. And then when he said to a crowd in Alabama, you know, "I took the vaccine, you should get it," people booed him. And they love him, and they boot him. So I would say that there is a very intense disinformation campaign that is actually hurting people, because you're seeing how many doctors, and my sister is a doctor, so I hear these stories a lot. You know, how many times have we seen, for example, in Louisiana, you know, before Ida, and I pray for the people in Louisiana because of what just happened with Ida, but how many stories did we see of a parent saying, or somebody saying, "Oh, I wish I took a vaccine," as somebody was being put on a ventilator, you know, when it's too late to get it, when it's too late to have the drugs that may have mitigated COVID like President Trump got, and that's not available for everybody. So I think that there is this disinformation campaign that has been terrible, that frankly, people who watch a particular station have gotten it a lot, and that's been hard to overcome. Having said that, over 90% of educators voluntarily got vaccinated. And when you talk to them and ask them why, they do it to protect themselves and their families, but they also do it to protect their kids.
Well, that's something that I think when you were mentioning, you know, this disinformation campaign, I think a lot of people have an idea maybe that the younger kids, the kids that are still eligible for the vaccine, maybe 12 and up in school, shouldn't get the vaccine. What do you think about that, and how have you been encouraging kids to get the vaccine?
So, you know, part of the – so, first off, I would actually encourage everyone who can get the vaccine to get the vaccine. We had a town hall this week with the Surgeon General and with another pediatrician and an amazing child psychiatrist and the head of the PTA and the head of the superintendents to actually answer people's questions. We have to be transparent. We have to answer people's questions. And they made it clear. The vaccines are safe. The vaccines are effective. They have been in research for a very, very long time. I think part of the problem was when Trump, the former president, called it Operation Warp Speed, it created a sense that it was political, not a sense that these were in research for a long, long time. And they have been proven to be safe. You have over 200 million people in America who have had the vaccine, and you have overwhelmingly, you know, even with the self-reported cases and things like that, overwhelmingly everyone or virtually everyone has been fine as a result of it. So we know that the vaccines will protect people, and we know that they are the most important ways of protection. So I loved when Secretary Cardona in Truman High School in the Bronx, you know, I was with him that day, told the football team, he said, look, you want to play football, you want to make sure that, you know, you don't miss games because somebody has COVID, somebody's been sick, get a vaccine. That's the best way to do it. And you know, the football team, a lot of them that afternoon got vaccines. There's been the most important, I think, myth we have to bust is the most important myth we have to bust is the one that says that there's an issue in terms of fertility and pregnancy. And the more parents see that and understand that that's just not true, I think the more our kids will get the vaccines.
Okay, what about masks in schools? I think there's a lot of people that say that science doesn't support masks for kids to be wearing. Do you support masks in schools?
So the people who say that the science doesn't support it, I don't know what scientists are talking about. What the issue really is that all of this is a matter of risk and a matter of what are you looking at? This is what I mean by that. The CDC, the Surgeon General, the Surgeon General, the APA, the Pediatricians Association, and every reputable scientists will tell you that masks and vaccine are the two single most important ways of limiting transmission of COVID, particularly the Delta variant. Now, what parents will tell you or say who are anti-mask is that, you know, it creates labored breathing for their kids. It's uncomfortable, and ultimately they don't want masks to be on their kids for the rest of their kids' lives. We want to see kids' facial expressions. They are, you know, it's uncomfortable. It thwarts some of the relationship building. So the reason we are trying to be in school, people are saying, you know, masks thwart the kind of relationship building. So this is the bottom line. What's the most important thing to do? Keep people safe. If that's the most important thing to do, and this is the best way that we can do it, yes, we have these uncomfortable things, but for the time being, we need to wear masks. And that's why the CDC has urged it. That's why the pediatricians have urged it. And that's why so many different states, from California to Pennsylvania to New York, have now instituted mask mandates.
And so you would be in favor of statewide mask mandates?
We're in favor of what it takes to keep our kids safe. This is not about, this is an individual choice. This is what I would say to parents. It's not just about your child. It's about, this is a viral virus. It spreads through the air. It's about making sure we can keep all kids in school and keep them safe and keep our educators safe, and that's why we're donning our masks.